Blog Talk Radio.
Viewpoints to just about everything that's going on, and that's something that you can't find
that you can't find it. You can only find it now on the internet. And I'm thankful to see traditional means of broadcasting are seemingly dying. Terrestrial radio is dying. I mean, sport. They say sports shows now are doing very well, but talk radio in general is dying because many of the people who listen to talk radio are white and angry and paranoid, and these people are dying off. And people are tired. I think people are distrustful of the corporate media, as we talk about so often on the show, Justin. The media consists of basically six corporations that control everything, and there's really not a diversity in opinion. And the proof of that is just everywhere you look. I mean, you know, what is discussed, what is not discussed, and how issues are framed. And, you know, we could just go on and on and on. You and I and people like us do not have a seat at the table because our media is basically millionaires talking to millionaires. Pundits, you know, we have a lack of diversity in the pundit class. We're not seeing a lot of minorities. And part of the reason why is just what it takes to go through college and what it takes to be an intern. Being an intern for a media company is not realistic unless you have money. And so many people are graduating with debt that it's very difficult for them to really get an internship that doesn't pay them. And we're also seeing journalists who are shaped by their upbringing and shaped by what happens to them, and therefore they can't relate to us. You know, Justin, nobody can relate to you. Nobody can relate to me because...
Absolutely, and I wanted to say, Bob, them wanting to privatize every damn thing, that's a huge mistake. That is a big mistake.
And I'm glad that you are understanding of just how devastating privatization is, because I'll tell you, it would affect your life dramatically, affect all of our lives. And when you hear somebody talk about privatization, that just means more corporate control over our lives. That's what that means. Privatization equals more private sector control over our economy. And if it's been one mistake or one thing that has really hurt this country over the last 30 plus years, is that we've run this country like a business. And businesses are not democracies. Businesses are kingdoms where the serfs, which are the workers, have no voice in the workplace. There's no such thing as unionization. There's no such thing as any type of rights. I mean, you could invest your entire livelihood in a company you work for, and they could fire you without reason, without cause. It's perfectly legal. Your responsibility to the private enterprise never limits. You're always going to be responsible. And the only thing your employer has to do is pay you a wage. That's it. They don't have to give you a wage increase if they don't want to. They don't have to give you really decent benefits if they don't want to. There's a variety of different things that they could do because the laws are written to serve their interests and contain labor. We don't have a goddamn labor system in America. We have a goddamn labor control system. And that is an absolute fact.
And Bob, I also wanted to quickly mention to your listeners that Carson's Corner, in a way, Carson's Corner has furthered in media at least 5 minutes worth, because a lot of your shows now are on a site called Voicebo. So
that's right.
So Carson's Corner has reached another peak, ladies and gentlemen, in the media frenzy. So.
That's absolutely right. You can catch this show, and you can also catch Justin's voice posts, which are our recordings, five-minute recordings. That I like the service because you can plug it into other sites, and it's good. I mean, you know, I wish it's still a developing site, so we may see more people, you know, enroll at this site in the future. But, yeah, people can check out the show. They can check out snippets of this show, and Justin does voice bows So I encourage everybody to sign up for VoiceBo, because if you're like us and you like to talk, then you'll have a place there at VoiceBo.
Yeah, exactly. But I wanted to point out, Bob, you know, anybody can talk, but there's just a few people like you and me that can professionally voice blog or talk. I mean, not everybody has the gift of gab, so to speak.
You're absolutely right. And not everybody can do this. And a lot of people are fearful of doing it. I know a lot of people in my life that, like, pretty much the number one question I get is how in the world can you talk like that? How much information do you have? Because most people, they say that public speaking is the number one fear that people have. It's just being in front of an audience and being able to communicate. And I've taken, you know, I was a communications major at Rider. I got my bachelor's in communication. And prior to that, I did criminal justice. And criminal justice is a very diverse curriculum that requires you to take speech classes. And in these speech classes, you have to give a variety of speeches. You have to give a persuasive speech, a this speech, a that speech. And I never had any problems doing that. You don't either. And it's courage and it's confidence that we have. So your point is very well taken. And you know, Justin and I do great radio together. You know, I think we have a very special bond on the air, which is why we love having on, and which is why we've been working together for years. And that's mm-hmm. not something that you find everywhere, you know?
Yeah, exactly, Bob. And you know, we're also going to be doing some voice posts together once we figure out a way to record together and be able to upload the file. So.
Yes, and I'm going to be doing that today. You know what? I have some time. We got about 2.5 minutes left with this test show. I'm going to leave the test show up. I'll write a little description, and I'll leave it up there. But I'm gonna as soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm gonna go look at that video and see how we can record through Skype using Audacity.
Oh, absolutely, Bob. Absolutely, because you know we've got a lot of radio to do and blogging to do, not just here, but around the web and beyond.
Right.
So that's what we do.
That is what we do. So, all right. Well, listen. I'm starting to friggin' roast here in this goddamn room. It's really offensive. But Justin, give people. You got a radio show coming up this Saturday, right?
Yeah. It's at 10:30 a.m. And it's going to be a very, very good show. I don't want to reveal my guest. It's a surprise guest this week, so tune in for that. J Ray Radio, people. Stay tuned.
So it's blogtalk.com/J Ray Radio?
Yes, it is.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great. Well, I encourage everybody to check that out this Saturday at 10:30 a.m. You're going to have a good time, and make sure to support J Ray's show. And make sure to support Carson's Corner, all the shows. Also, J. Ray and I have been working with David Levitt. It's been well documented. We're going to be doing a lot of work in helping raise awareness to missing children and parental abductions and stranger abductions. Mm-hmm. In a lot of cases, we're always busy. David Levitt is really busy. He does a majority of the work. He's really dedicated his life to this cause. And Justin and I are helping him. We volunteer to the cause as well. And you can hear those shows right here on Blog Talk Radio /Carson's Corner. All right. Thank you for listening, those out there. This is a test show to work out some audio difficulties that we experienced earlier in the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. We're everywhere, Bob. We stay busy. I mean, we are everywhere.
Well said, and that's going to continue to be the case here. All right, thank you very much, Justin, for helping me out here tonight. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen,
show some respect.
Goodbye, Justin.
Bye, Bob.